And this afternoon, we have Heinz Winkler on the line. Heinz, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much. It's great to chat to you.
You are the former Idol South African singer, Heinz Winkler, well known in South Africa, and you just announced the formation of a new movement called 180, inspired by the late American activist Charlie Kirk. What do you aim to address?
What do I aim to address?
Through the new movement 180.
Well, I believe, and I think many others do too, that our nation is, in many aspects, we are at a turning point. We are heading in many ways in a very negative direction, mainly spiritually and morally, but also in many other ways as well. And although there's many things to be grateful for in our nation, there are some concerning factors that are at play and that have been building up over a long period of time, and it's I believe it's time to address them and to see a movement that has national impact through local expression, where we unite like-minded people who want to see, you know, our country change into a healthier, better direction.
You say we unite like-minded people. Who would you classify, Heinz, as like-minded people to unite?
Well, for the most part, I'd say it's people who have a similar worldview, and that would be people who have a biblical worldview would typically fall in that category. But I also find kindred spirits in people who just have a more conservative worldview. But typically, it'll be people that have a relationship with God, that believe the Bible and the values that the Bible gives us are there for a reason and for good reason, and you know, people that have that apply just common sense and logic can see that when we do things, you know, God's way, the fruit is much healthier than when we try to do it our own way. So yeah, I find that there are many people that are contacting me and have signed up for our movement who do feel the same way, who see the same kind of signs, and who are excited to be part of something that can help our nation, you know, make a 180 to a better direction.
Heinz, you talk about conservative world view. What do you mean by that?
Conservatism means to have a view of life that, from a more humble point of view, saying that I'm grateful for what I have. I'm grateful for what those before me have fought for, worked for, and established. And I'd like to participate in, you know, being part of preserving that and passing it on to the next generation. That's essentially what healthy conservatism looks like, that we conserve those things that are good, that are helpful for society, and we take... We are grateful for it, and we work hard to preserve it for those who come after us.
You talk about the concerning factors in society, especially in the South African context.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, for one, we have a 65% fatherlessness rate in our nation, which means two-thirds of the children in South Africa do not have a father on their birth certificate or in their home, physically. The other third, one could argue that a big percentage of that have different forms of fatherlessness, whether it be anything from a father that's not actively involved in their children's lives, or there's some form of abuse or neglect. There are different forms of fatherlessness that we experience, and we see the fruit of that in many other things. And there's some shocking statistics that show there's a direct correlation between fatherlessness and things like, you know, all kinds of crime that people get into, people that leave school early, teenage pregnancies, unemployment, and things like that. And these are the things we're seeing in our nation. We live in a nation where 10, 11, 12-year-old girls are getting pregnant because they get a 350 Rand grant from the government. that is a huge problem. We live in a nation where teenagers and university young girls are completely okay with drinking the morning after pill and going for abortions. We live in a nation where we have lost our moral compass in many, many ways. Our universities are completely captured by indoctrination and ideologies that are anti-biblical, anti-marriage, anti-family, and it's destructive. So there's I can list many more, but those are the foundational ones that are really impacting our nation in a negative way, and it has a direct effect on the health of marriages, the health of families, which is what everyone needs to be, you know, in general, to be constructive, productive citizens of a nation.
Compared to Charlie Kirk's movement and the tragic event that took place in America, you also face criticism from some quarters regarding the ideological implications of his inspiration into South Africa's context. How would you answer this?
Well, that's a statement. I'm not sure how to answer that statement. I would just say it's true that there are, you know, people who immediately, when I say anything like I support the work that Charlie has done, that Turning Point USA has done, that they immediately jump to using phrases like right-wing, Christian nationalist, or fascist, stuff like that. And, you know, when you deal with people who see themselves as feminist, they jump to misogynist and terms like patriarchy. And it's all these things that they use words as weapons to try and discredit people that have a belief system. And the irony is that, you know, they are saying that the people that they are criticizing, such as myself, they are saying that we are their enemy by believing what we believe. But then it's a circular argument, because they say they can believe what they believe, but we're not allowed to believe what we believe. So it's a very interesting situation. But yeah, there's a lot of words being thrown around. But thank God, I know who I am. I know why I believe what I believe. This is not my first rodeo with being criticized or being slandered or being character assassinated or people trying to cancel me. You know, and it won't be the last, but I know who I am. I know why I'm doing this. I know that God is for me, and I know that I have spiritual weapons that surround me, protect me, and carry me, and I've got wonderful people who love, support, and pray for me and my family. So, you know, we're ready. We're ready for this, because we've been called for this, and I hope that many others will stand together with us. I really believe that boldness is contagious, and I believe that, you know, the average Christian in South Africa needs more of that. Our recent census in 2022 says that our country has 85% people who identify as Christian. We should, if that's true, then, you know, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see more of that. If 85% of South Africans are biblical, believing, Jesus following, I've laid my life down for the gospel, Christians, then we should see a different South Africa. That should be represented in our government. It should be represented in our school boards. It should be represented in every area that makes sense, you know. And it's not. I think we can agree that it's not there. So either people don't understand what it means to be Christian, or the Christians are so quiet and uninvolved that a small minority of people that are driven by a whole other philosophy and ideology have taken over, and the Christians have just been apathetic. It's either that, or people don't understand what it means to be Christian, and they're just cultural Christians, or most of them are just cultural Christians and not born-again, Holy Spirit-filled, bold lovers of Jesus.
In Afrikaans, as ek jou kon vra, Heinz, die rol van die kerk, en dan praat ek van die koninkryk, oor alle grense, nie een denominasie, die rol van die kerk. Hoe sien jy die rol van die kerk? Of is die kerk sag? Is die kerk stil? Is die kerk hoorbaar? Doen hy sy roeping?
Ja.
Hoe sou jy dit antwoord?
Wel, ons moet die kerk technisch definieer volgens sy oorspronkelijke doelwit. En die kerk is die ekklesia, dit is die uitverkorenes wat by mekaar kom. So die kerk is die mense wat sê, hulle is kinders van God. Dit is die kerk. En die kerk, Jesus het gesê, sy kerk word op die openbaring gebou, dat hy is die seun van God, op sy kruisiging, sy opstanding, dit is die, Jesus is die hoeksteen. En die kerk is sy plan, en sy plan A, om die wereld te verander. En die wereld te verander deur die goeie nuus te verkondig. En daar is nie een plan B nie. So die kerk het een mandaat van Jesus ontvang, gaan na alle nasies en maak disciples, deur hulle te doop in die naam van Vader, Seun en Heilige Gees, en deur hulle te leer wat ek julle geleer het. En daar het nie verander nie. So die kerk moet nog steeds dit doen, en daar is baie plaaslike gemeentes wat dit doen, en dit baie suksesvol doen, en ons prys die Here daarvoor. Ek denk oor die algemeen is daar wel een gebrek aan, aan een meer bold manier van die evangelie verkondig sonder om terug te hou. En dan is daar oor die algemeen ongelukkig een groot deel van die institutionele kerk wat, of die traditionele systeme van kerke wat hulle self toegelaat het om geïnfiltreerd te word deur die ideologie en die filosofie van ons dag, wat baie hartseer is. Ek het al met 'n dominee gesit van 'n groot kerk wat oortuig is daarvan dat hy doen goeie werk deurdat hy mense wat identifiseer as LGBTQ en transgender in leierskapposisies in die kerk te plaas. Wat vir my absoluut skokkend was, want ek is bewus van literatuur en boeke en systeme wat in plek gesit word in kerke wat bijvoorbeeld vir jong mense coming out ritueel in die kerk toelaat om te hee. En daar is ook die goed wat geïnfiltreer is. Daar is by theologie school word 50 jaar geleer van queer theorie, waar hulle moet kyk aan passasies in die Bybel en besluit hoe queer is in die passasie. En daar is seker goed wat besig is te gebeur en wat al geruime tyd aankom, wat in die vraag ontstel. So daar is een groot deel van wat een kerk genoem word, wat in my opinie nie een Bybelse kerk is. Dit is een institutie wat een of ander godsdienst voorlees, maar dit is nie, dit verkondig nie die Christus van die Bybel nie. En ek dink ons moet op 'n plek kom waar ons besef, daar is een ware kerk waar die Bybel en Godse woord en Christus aanhang, en dan is daar ander mense wat een vorm van godsdienst volg, maar dis nie die Jesuskerk nie.
Einstein Slotte, 180, hoe sien jy die pad voor en toe? Kom ons gaan 10 jaar van nou af.
Ek sal graag wil sien dat daar een opleving is tot een mate dat Christene wat rarig lief is vir Here en mense wat graag, wat dalk nie noodwendig dieselfde glo nie, maar wat gesonder Suid-Afrika wil sien, hande vat oor verskillende grense en sê, kom ons werk saam om 'n beter Suid-Afrika te kry. Die prentjie wat ek gesien het, toe ek gebid het die oor, is van, jy weet, jy kry die husky honde wat slees trek in die sneeuw areas en elke hond op sy eie is baie mooi en sterk, maar nie sterk genoeg om 'n slee te trek nie. Dis eers wanneer hulle in gelid is en in dieselfde rigting trek en saam gespan is, wat hulle 'n groter lading saam kan trek. En dit is wat moet gebeur. Wat ek sien vir 180 is dat 'n klomp mense en organisasies wat reeds goeie werk doen, maar nie dalk nie van mekaar bewus is nie, hande vat en saam in dieselfde rigting beweeg om 'n groter positieve impak te maak vir ons nasie. En die impak is op een vlak van wat individue bereik tot so'n mate dat die groter geheel bereik word op 'n positieve manier. Ek sal graag wil sien dat huwelike genees, gesinne genees en dat ons jong mense sien wat opstaan en met goeie gesonde opvoeding die leiers van môre is wat van 'n goeie ja, konservatiewe, maar in die regte sin van die woord, basis ons land lei. Dat ons kan sien, mense wil graag trou, gesonde huwelik hê, hulle wil graag gesinne hê, hulle wil graag hard werk, hulle is dankbaar vir wat hulle ontvang het, en hulle is opgewonde om te werk aan 'n gesonde toekoms. Dit is wat ek graag sou wil sien, en dat ons land, dit voorbeeld word van wat moontlik is wanneer hierdie dinge gebeur.
Heinz Winkler, en die Here seën vir jou, baie dankie vir jou tyd vanmiddag, groete en mooi bly.
Dankie vir julle, groete, bye bye.